Chapter 8. Alec's Friend. Liz was very sad after Alec disappeared. Of course, she heard about him hitting the grocer and going to prison. The members of her Communist Party branch talked about it at a meeting, though they did not know about her and Alec. "He knew he was going to do it," she thought. "He knew it when he said goodbye to me. But why?" Once she went to his flat and talked to his landlord. She did not know why she did it, but the landlord spoke kindly about Alec, so she was pleased she had gone. He told her that a friend of Mr. Lemus, a small, shy man with glasses, had come to see him. The friend said that Mr. Lemus had asked him to pay all his rent. Mr. Lemus was a strange man, the landlord said, but it was very good of him to send his friend to do that. She continued to work at the library and thought about Alec all the time. Then a man came to see her at her flat. He was a short man who wore glasses and an expensive suit. She thought he must be Alec's friend. The man said that he came from the police, from Special Branch. Then he asked her about Alec.
"I believe you were friendly with Alec Lemus," he said worriedly.
He looked kind, and Liz trusted him without knowing why. So she answered him honestly. "Yes," she said. "How did you know?"
"Oh, we found out by chance," he replied. "When you go to prison, you have to give the names of your family or the people closest to you. Then they can be informed if anything happens to you. And Alec gave your name."
"I see." Liz was surprised and confused.
"Did anyone know that you were friendly with Alec?"
the small man went on.
"No."
"Did you go to the trial after he hit the grocer?"
"No."
"Did any people from the newspapers call you?"
he asked.
"No, I've told you," said Liz. "No one knew, not even my parents."
The small man thought for a moment, then asked,
"Were you surprised when Alec hit the grocer?"
Liz wondered if she was talking too much to him, but she wanted to talk to someone about it. It did not matter now.
"Yes, I was surprised," she said. "But I think he knew that he was going to do it."
"What do you mean?"
the man asked quickly.
"Well, the night before he did it, we had supper together," she replied. "It was a special meal, and I asked him, 'Is this goodbye?'"
"What did he say?"
said the small man.
"He said that he had something that he must do. I didn't really understand," Liz said.
There was a very long silence, and the small man looked more worried than ever. Liz suddenly felt terrified for Alec, and she did not know why.
"Why do you think he asked people to inform you if anything happened to him?"
the man asked. Liz felt her face turn red.
"I was in love with him," she replied. "Please, don't ask any more questions. Please go now."
The small man got up to go, then took out a card from his pocket and put it gently on the table.
"If you ever want any help or if anything happens about Alec, ring me," he said. "Do you understand?"
"Who are you?"
asked Liz.
"I'm Alec's friend," he replied. "Oh, just one more question. Did Alec know that you are a member of the Communist Party?
Yes, I told him, she replied.
Does the party know about you and Alec? He asked.
No, I told you, she shouted. No one knew. Then suddenly she cried out, Where is he? Tell me where he is. I can help him. I can look after him.
He's abroad, replied the small man quietly. I'm sorry that he told you that he had something special to do.
Who are you? She asked again.
I'm Alec's friend, he repeated. Don't worry, we'll look after you, with money and that kind of thing.
He went out of the door, and she heard a car start in the street. Then she remembered the card and picked it up off the table. There was only a name, address, and telephone number on it. There was nothing to say what his job was. Mr. George Smiley, 9 Bywater Street, Chelsea. It was very strange.